My dear family, we've been warned about an alien invasion for many years. And recently, alien crafts, at first thought to be comets, have entered our solar system. At the present time that I know of, there are 17 supposed comets that are actually alien ships. And I believe they are preparing to carry out a massive invasion of our Earth. Lord Jesus, we worship your holy name, and we know that it can be used against every evil. Let us cleave to you with all our hearts and trust in your deliverance. Amen. Ezekiel was given a dream a few nights ago. There was a phenomena at Devil's Tower, Wyoming, where heavenly lights were blazing out of the top with God rays, spectacular God rays from the very top of the rock formation. And then from the inside, God rays were spilling out on the left and the right. All around it, it was brilliant, dazzling. It was a world phenomena that was drawing world attention, even from the Christians, who were starting to believe it was the Lord returning to earth. The displays were fabulous and very convincing. People from all over the world were assembled at the foot of the tower, the same tower from the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. You know, it's kind of funny. It's Devil's Tower, and people are thinking it's the return of Jesus. I think the name is correct and describes very well exactly what it is. Ezekiel and I, in the dream, were there watching it, almost convinced that this must be a heavenly demonstration of light. But we snapped out of it, fully realizing that it was the great deception, an alien invasion, and we left quickly. Boy, people were drawn to it. It was so beautiful and dazzling. They were just entranced with it. And really, many, many people were believing that it had to do with heaven and with God. Lord, I must ask, the information given to me today, was that accurate about all the so-called comets racing through our solar system? They're not comets at all, but alien ships. Jesus replied, "My beloved, I know you are going through difficult trials with your body, but I want you to know that your purgatory is almost finished. Beloved of my heart, do not give up. Keep plodding along in union with my sacrifice for all of humanity on the cross. Believe and hang in there, Claire. I'm responding to your husband's prayers that have been said in faith. That means I'm healing you both. Complete healing, Lord? No, my love. This will happen in your translation. But in the meantime, I am washing you both clean as fresh snow so your healings can begin simultaneously when you arise. This last phase of your purgatory will be hard, but don't give up. I will sustain you and the community. You will make it through, all of you. This is a word of encouragement for you before the storm increases. This is also a word to all heart dwellers around the world. Your salvation draws nigh. It will be a rough takeoff, but persevere and always hope in my great binding love and mercy. Acknowledge your sins and cease repeating them. Now, to answer your question about the fallen angels, yes, it is indeed true, with far more than has been revealed to anyone, but it is safe to repeat it. So what I was told, dear family, is that 3-Eye Atlas will be presented as the good guys, and many will fall for their narrative that they created for you, which of course is a lie. Then the other ship or comet coming in, called Swan, is supposed to be very large, a mothership which many smaller alien craft will come out of. They'll send them out in abundance. When Swan comes, it will attack Earth, and the aliens who arrived first will defend us, but only to gain our trust, because these fallen angels are all in it together. But everyone will put their trust in the ones that supposedly saved them. Okay, and that's all I was given, dear ones. It came from a supposedly reliable scientific source. Before or after the rapture? I don't know. Lord, could you please help me with that? Jesus replied, "That is not to be disclosed at this time, but I want everyone to be repenting of their sins of the past and to accept difficulties in humble submission, knowing you have done much worse things in your life than others, and you are either interceding or being purified. You will be wise to keep a strict watch over your heart and tongue. All that I have allowed, my precious ones, is only because I love you and want your unfinished business cleaned up before the rapture. For those of you who know they are staying, I want to pour new graces into you, and this is part of your preparation. Remember always, I love you, I am for you, I am never against you, and you will come through this." And that was the end of his message.